Good morning. First up here on Dakota Sports Saturday, we're going to preview the soccer season for the Huron Tiger girls. Miranda Holtrop in her second year as head coach of Huron was Miranda Matke last year, got married here over the past year, and now Miranda Holtrop. And Miranda, first off, last year, just coming off that season, you did lose some girls, a little learning going on there, new coach, new system and everything, but now everybody's on their feet here and ready for a new year.
Yeah, you know, last season we didn't do as well as what we hoped to do, but we have quite a few returning players, and we have 8 seniors out this year for it. Only 2 of them are returning, though. And so we hope to have kind of another rebuilding year, but hopefully be a little bit better than last year.
And I guess that numbers, that's the biggest thing for you right now. You have 28 rostered from 7th grade through 12th, which means you have enough for a JV and a varsity. And that's important because, what, about midway through last year, you had to drop the JV just because the numbers fell.
Yeah, last year, about halfway through the season, we had to stop our JV program because we didn't have enough girls. We had too many girls that were having to play back and forth. So this year, it's really nice having that 28 out and being able to have a solid starting 11 on varsity that's not going to have to play JV at all, and a starting 11 on JV that could be subs for our varsity. And it's good to be able to have enough younger kids out to help build the program as well.
We mentioned 8 seniors, but only 2 that were out last year. Obviously, I assume between you and the kids, got the word out there, you know, let's come out and let's get this program rolling.
Yeah, there's actually a Corinne League in town, and that helps a lot. We have one girl that's a big leader on her team in the summertime that she plays with, and she was able to recruit about 5 more of her friends to come out for it. So that's awesome.
You know, and that's one thing, too, and I've talked with Coach Brenna about this with the boys as well, but these kids, the nucleus you have, these kids play a lot of soccer year-round.
Yeah, I don't have very many girls that don't play in the summer. Most of my kids they're constantly playing, and in the winter they find either local churches or local schools to see if they can't go into in the evenings, and they even get touches on the ball during the winter time. So they're constantly playing.
Well, let's talk about what you've seen here now so far in the preseason. Again, with 28, obviously you can do a lot of things when you have a few more kids. You did mention to me with the graduation losses you had from last year, basically that kind of goes to the back, the defensive part of it. So you're kind of building from that way and then back towards the front.
Yeah, last year our whole defensive line graduated. So it's kind of a rebuilding year on that, but we do have a couple of younger girls coming up that are sophomores, Shelby Hirschman and Kimberly Yanes, and they've been playing defense for a while now, and so they should be able to take over the reins and help that back line. And then Fatima Reyes in net has been able to, getting another year underneath of her belt as goalie. She has improved greatly over the summer, so it'll be nice to see what they're going to be able to do on that back line.
Now, talk about the front line, the strikers, as it were, and that's where you do have some experience back. Who you expect to be your leaders there?
I think our biggest leader right now this season is going to be a player named Waku Tu. She is a returning senior. She plays all the time. She has a great voice on the field. She's a natural leader with those younger kids, and watching her play along with Patar Su, Tisser, and Pasare, the 4 of them together, just working together on midfield and then up in the front line, they could be a force to reckon with.
You know, we're talking with Miranda Holtrop. She's head coach here on Tiger Girls Soccer. They get set to open their season on Tuesday at home with Aberdeen coming in to play both the girls and boys. Talk about what you've seen here so far in the preseason. Obviously, the preseason only goes so far till you actually get into a match like you'll see here coming up on Tuesday. But what are some of the things right now that you're pleased saying, hey, you know what, this is an area where we can have a strength?
Over the years, I've noticed that the ball skills haven't really been there. And they've been working on that in the off season, and just watching their ball skills and watching their footwork has become amazing. And they're starting to work more cohesively as a team, and their movement on the field is getting a lot better than what it has been in the past. And so I think between their movement and their footwork and they're working together. It's gotten a lot better, and they're going to do well.
You know, and I could say, you know, that we talked about the strength there, and in some ways that's something you also got to work on too. It's just it's going to be a job in motion here where got a lot of grades out there, a lot of younger girls with older girls. So just getting that continuity, getting everybody in the flow, everybody on the same page might be one of the biggest things.
Yeah, getting them to work together, getting our seniors to understand that your seventh grade teammates might play varsity with you if they're good enough. It's kind of a big thing, but our seniors have embraced it, and they have taken some of those 7th and 8th graders under their wings and are showing them how to do things. If they don't understand a position, they're taking the time after practice or before practice to explain things. It's awesome to see just how much they're coming together as a team.
And communication, too, is something that I'm sure you're going to be very on the forefront, too. We have a lot of cultures, especially in the soccer program, and making sure everybody knows what's expected, what they need to do. You know, that can be one of the things you work on as well.
It's one of the things that we use at practice as well. With communication, we have girls that they know other languages, and sometimes they use them on the field, and that kind of, I see it as giving us a step ahead of some of the other teams because they have their own language that they're able to speak that the other teams don't understand, and so they're able to talk to one another and call out plays and just completely spoof the other players or the other team. But for the most part, they communicate very well on the field together. They do a great job working together and calling for balls and calling for when there's people on them and whatnot.
Now, Aberdeen comes in on Tuesday, and while you're still trying to figure out your Huron Tigers, you probably don't know a lot about Aberdeen, although they have been a very strong squad since soccer became sanctioned.
Yeah, Aberdeen's always been strong. I remember even when I was in high school playing, Aberdeen was always one of the stronger teams that we played against. I think that as long as we hold our ground and stay strong ourselves and don't let the idea of Aberdeen, of it being Aberdeen that we're playing against, as long as they have fun out there, they tend to play looser and play better.
You know, and the bottom line is you're not too worried about a scouting report on Aberdeen right now. I'm sure you're really eager, as I kind of touched on earlier. Just need to, after practicing for a couple weeks, it'll be good just to get out on the field and see where you're at.
Yeah, it'll be really nice to be able just to see where we're at as a team and where we need to shake some things up. Because then we're on the road again on Thursday, so it'll be really nice to see how well they play together on Tuesday and then see if we need to make adjustments from there for Thursday.
And just to wrap things up, it was a tough season last year, but most of anything, I think the girls probably just need a little confidence and just to, you know, have a few good things happen to show you know what, we can make this thing work when we can make a pretty good go of it.
I agree. I think as long as they're able to build on their confidence level, they'll be able to play better. They're a good group of girls that are out this year, and they seem to all get along with one another. So I think they'll be able to find that confidence and find their groove and work better together.
Miranda Holdrop, head coach of Huron Tiger Girls Soccer, as both the girls and boys will open their season this coming Tuesday as they host Aberdeen at Tiger Stadium. In fact, we're going to talk Huron Tiger Boys Soccer next with head coach Leah Branagh on Dakota Sports KOKK.